Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Somewhere along the line in our 20s, late 20s, early 30s, we begin to see those signs of aging, especially if back in our younger days, we sat in the sun with baby oil and our faces up to the sun, sometimes even with, you know, like iodine and a piece of tin foil. And you start to see the little wrinkles here and there and crow's feet around your eyes. When is it okay to start using Botox? And actually, when is it the most productive and effective? My guest is Dr. Peter Geldner. He's one of Chicago's premier plastic surgeons, and he's the founder of the Geldner Center in Chicago. Welcome to the show, Dr. Geldner. Talk about Botox a little. What is it? When should you start using it? And how long really is it effective?
Thanks, Melanie. I've been doing Botox for at least 15 years on a cosmetic indication. So I was kind of cutting edge right when it was coming into vogue. I want you to understand that when I use the term Botox, I'm talking about what are called neurotoxins. There are several different manufacturers. There are several different types of products. We're not going to go into the details among them, but I will use the term Botox in a generic sense. I know I'm not supposed to, but that is the kind of the standard norm. Botox is probably one of the most heavily studied medications that we've had. It goes the studies on these go back well over 50 years. And what we find is that this is a medicine that, when introduced into an area of a muscle, causes that muscle to stop working. That realization by some very clever people in Canada who I had the pleasure of working with can cause wrinkles to disappear. That is the root of what we're talking about with Botox. But we've taken it several steps further. We now use Botox not just to get rid of a wrinkle or to get rid of a given crease, but to actually shape the patient's face. So we can change expression, we can change the look. So Botox is introduced in very small quantities under a very controlled environment directly into the area where the muscle sits. And as long as you understand the anatomy, as long as you understand the physiology, then the rest of it is really a question of creativity to make that look work.
Okay, so do people generally come to you or look toward Botox prophylactically as a prevention to wrinkles, or wait until you see them, you're not happy with the way your face looks, and then you go in?
There are some doctors who advocate the use of prophylactic Botox. I emphatically do not. I just think that that's bad medicine. And in fact, there are several potential downsides with prophylactically introducing neurotoxins into young faces. Because what these muscles do as they stop working is that they begin to atrophy. And if you really want to see something strange, look at a young person who lacks that look of youth because they have atrophied muscles. Some of that fullness within their face, the area around the eyes, the area around the nose, begins to go away. So if our goal is to create a youthful look, and if our goal is to try and make a person look as nice and desirable, you know, perfect as we can possibly do it, why get rid of those things which are positive? Now, if alternatively somebody is seeing crow's feet, they're seeing glabellar creases, some of the frown lines, the 11s, whatever term you want to use, Botox gets rid of it. Now, in the creative use, but albeit off-label use of Botox, we can get things like pebbly chins, the downward turn of the side of the face, and if you're really slick, areas like the bunny lines adjacent to the nose. So there are lots of different indications, albeit off-label, that we can use Botox to change the patient's facial shape and improve their appearance.
That makes so much sense, Dr. Geldner, when you speak about muscle atrophy, because any muscle in your body that you don't use is going to atrophy. So in your face, you might even, you know, get a look that you didn't, you know, really intend to. When you say...
Right.
And you say young faces. What are you talking about young faces? Are you talking 18-year-olds if they have a parent consent? Are you talking a 20-year-old? What is a young face to you?
Well, it's not just based on age. I've had patients come in who were 18 or nearly 18 saying that they had their parents' permission and wanting to have Botox prophylactically. Now, I take a look. I have them go through certain expressions. I want to see what they're doing with their faces. I want to see where the lines are. And in most cases, I refuse to do it. Now, alternatively, there are, and by the same token, there are sometimes patients that are well into their 20s and even sometimes in their 30s who don't really have a line in their face. They're not terribly expressive. They don't have nasty-looking lines. They have a youthful look, but somebody's kind of talked them into the notion of doing Botox prophylactically. I think it's a dumb idea, and I tell them so. So it's not just a question of if you can move a muscle, that means that you have to knock it out. The question is, what's the look that you're going for? What's the arching of the brow? What's the flatness of certain areas? Botox is a tool. It's not magic, but it is a tool whereby we can alter muscle movement and also get rid of some of the cutaneous manifestations, some of the skin changes that occur over the muscles. The things such as crow's feet and the glabellar lines, the 11s, the frown creases, that type of thing.
How long does it work for? If somebody, I'm 49 years old, Dr. Geltner, and I'm seeing underneath my eyes, I see my forehead and such. How long, if I were to get this, does it work for? So you see results almost immediately, right?
No, it takes anywhere from about 3 to 14 days. And okay. That is also product dependent.
Okay, so then how long does it work for?
Well, what we're understanding about Botox is that the original things that were said are that it lasts for about 3 months. Well, we saw that people were getting results 4 months, 5 months, 6 months down the line, and these were sustained results. I think everybody's a little bit different. It depends on the exact physiology, your exact physiology, and what was put in and how it was put in. So sometimes you can get very nice results that last much longer than expected. The key is to be consistent with this, know how long it lasts with you, and do it in a sustained fashion so that we can actually stave off some of the look of aging. But I do want to stop you on one thing. When you talked about the little fine lines under the eyes, the problem is that you've got loose skin, some of that little crepey skin under the lid. Botox isn't going to help. That's a situation where sometimes either skin treatments, whether that's with chemicals or with lasers or in some cases surgery, is a better option than using Botox. In all cases, it's a question of diagnosis. You look at the problem, you figure out what are the things that are out of whack, and then figure out the appropriate solutions to that. So don't necessarily think you got to jump at Botox.
Okay, so that's great to know. Is there a situation where Botox then becomes less effective? I mean, does it build up in your system, or one time you've been given a certain amount and it just didn't work, that same amount the next time or 10 times later or whatever? Is there any kind of, you know, increased resistance to it?
There are some cases of resistance to Botox, and it is thought that many of these situations are when a patient will have some exposure to Botox or to botulism, for that matter, in a different type of a setting. And in those patients, if they are resistant to Botox, the good news is we have other medications that are very similar, that are more pure toxins that we can use in its place. So yeah, absolutely, there are some people who are truly resistant to it, but they're in the incredibly small minority.
So in the last 30 seconds, 40 seconds, Dr. Geltner, wrap up Botox and your best advice for people considering it.
Botox is an absolute game changer. It allows us to get rid of those things that you don't like about the face, as well as other parts of your body, and it allows these changes to be done. But it is only a tool in the hands of a skilled artist, craftsperson. And so, as such, it's not a magic bullet. It can make wonderful changes, or in bad situations, can make a horrible expression.
So it is something you want to carefully consider. You want to make sure to see an expert that's done it quite often, such as Dr. Peter Geltner. He is the founder of the Geltner Center in Chicago. You can call him and find out whether or not Botox is for you, but learn first. Educate yourself. You might be too young for it. It might not be the thing for you if you are too young, because your muscles then can atrophy. We learned a lot in this show. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Be sure and like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Stay well.